Cam FM 97.2.
May bumps.
W3.
Boats are just pushing off here, taking a few tips on the belt here. Feathered blades at the moment, now they're steering them, getting them back in and ready to put some power down. Last minute advice as the crew get off. Clear water from the start. They've stayed roughly on station with Lady Margaret, as have Key. Keep it going cleanly. All boats looking down the river appear to be away pretty cleanly, although Murray are in a hurry. Great start from them. They've probably closed, maybe taken just a couple of feet off Chrysler in front of them, but the top few boats look to be staying pretty much in that convoy spacing of about 30 feet at 1.5 boat lengths that they start at. So no real movement has been made up the top of the division. Coming out from underneath the Newnham Bridge, we have a few crews who have made some moves, but that will continue to track on as it comes and sweeps down the ditch towards me. Pete, what are you seeing at our first post corner?
I'm seeing Claire W2 just past me right now. They're pretty much on station with Lady Margaret in second place, as you say. Ladies not looking like they're going to be up so far. Shortly behind them, he's W2 also on station. And they've opened up quite a bit of distance on Price W2 now. So it looks like your anticipated closure by Murray Edwards behind you was slowing down. So I'll pass back to Shemper now.
Yeah, so we have Newnham going hammer and tongs down the ditch. They've pulled away a bit from first and third. Jesus, St. Ed's are in a bit of a sandwich. St. Ed's have closed to within about a length on Jesus, although they're not really trailing them per se. They're just off to the left, which is enabling them to get out of the main trip caused by Jesus. But Jesus are catching first and third, so we've got a real three-boat sandwich here. It's a case of who bumps first. So we've got first and third, followed by Jesus, followed by St. Ed's, all in very quick succession. It's going to be a case of who gets the bump first. And then behind them, we have Selwyn, who are only half a length clear of St. Cat's. St. Cat's pushing very, very hard in on Selwyn. They've almost got overlap. They're pushing in, thrusting forward. They're closing the distance very quickly. There's going to be contact. They've conceded, and that's a bump. St. Cat's bumping Selwyn. Pete, what can you see us from this post?
So Murray Edwards, Trinity Hall and Christ have all been past me there. Trinity Hall have already seemed to have become quite isolated in the middle, and it looked like a Murray Edwards bump on Christ was relatively likely. Just passing me now are Newnham and Emma. There's quite a bit of clear water there, probably at least 3 or 4 lengths between those two. And then approaching me now are first and third, W2, again with a considerable amount of distance between them. I don't know quite what's happened with Jesus W3 and St. Edmunds. It looks like there's been a bump here, so I'm going to call a bump by St. Edmunds W1 on Jesus W3. We'll just confirm that in a second. I wonder if the first spokes are reaching Quan now.
Yes, so they are just coming past now. We've just actually seen a bump in fact here, just as you come to me. We've had Christ W2 being bumped by Murray Edwards W2, just on the around the middle of the flower reach. So that one was quite close for a long time, but that has finally now happened. Further up the river, I can see Keys and Lady Margaret being pulled over. So I would have to guess that Lady Margaret had bumped Claire right at the top of the river. Just coming past me now are Emma and quite a lot of distance from the river, so I wouldn't expect much to happen. Let's go to Daisy, actually.
No, I'm actually seeing Claire W2 row past me now. So, like you said, that might imply that Keys W2 has bumped Lady Margaret W2. It looks like that one of the Claire W2 rows actually caught a crab right in front of me, but they recovered quite well. Well, she at least dropped her oar and then was very fumbling really hurriedly to get it back. But there's absolutely no one behind them, so I don't think they'll be in any trouble of not rowing over there. So they recovered from that quite well. Yeah, no sign of Lady Margaret W2 or Keys W2. Juan, can you give me anything on that?
Sorry, what was that again?
Can you give me anything on Lady Margaret W2 and Keys W2? Absolutely no sign of them here. I've just seen Claire and that's it.
Well, that's what I'm thinking, because I've just seen up there, I think actually what I called earlier was actually Keys and Lady Margaret, and not Lady Margaret, Claire, because I can see them both over just around just near the bow, really. I would think that they've bumped Lady Margaret there, just on far reach. And let's go to Pete.
Yeah, so I can just see Edmonds W1 pulling over onto the river. They look pretty happy with themselves, but I can confirm that they have bumped Jesus W3. The only boat I've seen go past me since then, unless I've missed something, is Pembroke W3, so I'm not sure what's happened down the bottom of the bridge, whether Sam can give us any information on Burton, Clare Hall, and Lucy Cav.
So Girton are hurting down here. Clare Hall bumped them just after the Newnham Bridge. And so that's an official bump, catching them probably about 80 metres upstream. What are you seeing down there, Daisy?
So I can see Trinity Hall W2 followed by Emma W3 followed by Newnham W3, all about two lengths or on station with each other. So they're obviously trying to get something on the long reach, but they're all fairly equally placed. After them, we have first and third W2, but they are, I'd say, 4 or 5 lengths away from Newnham, so nothing's happening there. It's the 3 boats ahead of them where we could have some action, and I'll try to give you some more on that. Do we have any more confirmation of Bump Juan, for example, the Lady Margaret and Keys?
Yes, I can definitely confirm that Lady Margaret and Keys definitely did were involved in a bump. Keys did bump Lady Margaret, which would explain why they didn't see any of those boats come past. And just looking down, I think we can probably call the bump to tell that, given that there's no sign of them anywhere near me. Shem, have you seen any of those boats?
Yes, what I've just heard is that Andrew and Ross, because they did not turn up today, Lucy Cannabis just had to row past their post, and that's been counted as a bump. So that's one of the most docile bumps you'll ever see on the river. Above them, you did have Clare Hall bumping Girton, as I thought before. Pembroke rowed through cleanly past first post after St. Kitts bumped Darwin, St. Edge bumped Jesus in front of them, so it was a long way forward to the first and third of front of them.
So, thanks, Shem. I think with that, we can probably call the team there. We've got quite a few bumps going on there. Definitely got one on Lady Margaret Keys. We've got two bumps in Red Price, bumps between St. Edmunds and Jesus, to Catherine's Booking, bumps in Selwyn, and Clare Hall, bumps in Good. And I think that's Grover for Pembroke. So I think with that, we're going to go back to the studio.